好，弟兄姊妹，我今天的题目是温柔的人有福了。
My topic today is blessed are the meek.
在前两次哈。
The first couple times.
我也是讲到哀痛的人有福了，跟清心的人有福了。
I spoke on blessed are the ones who mourn and blessed are the pure in heart.
在马太写马太福音里面呢，我们实在深深感觉马太心里面有一个负担。
When Matthew wrote the gospel, he has a burden in his heart.
就是鼓励并且催促人要能够进天国。
To encourage others to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我想大部分弟兄姊妹都已经有一定的认识，跟知道这方面的信息。
And most brothers and sisters know these messages.
但是当我们在如果多接触的时候，我们会慢慢有个感觉，进天国其实好像标准挺高的，不是那么容易的。
And as we know more, we feel like entering the kingdom of heaven, it's very high standard.
必须要付出代价，必须要努力。
And you have to pay the cost, you have to use your strength.
必须要背起十字架。
You have to bear your cross.
然后也许我们能够在主的面前呢，能够得到他的喜悦跟称赞，我们能够进到天国里。
And that may we receive his praise and receive his that he's pleased with us, that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但是马太并不是只是把一个高标准摆在我们的面前而已。
Matthew did not just put that high standard before us.
在圣经里面呢，一切的事情都是有路的。
In the Bible, everything, every matter has a way.
不是像海市蜃楼在沙漠里面是可看而不可及的，不是这样。
It's not something that you can see and you can't reach.
所以每一件事情，当神给我们这个要求的时候呢，他一定赐下恩典，一定赐下道路，叫我们能够达到。
Whatever the Lord requires of us, He will give us a way and grace to reach that goal.
所以当我在主面前寻求的时候呢，我实在看到马太。他是在这个山上的教训，马太五六七章的开头的时候呢，把一些的性格或是一些的品质放在我们的面前。
So as I was seeking before the Lord on this matter, I see that Matthew has put in chapter 5, 6, and 7 of this the nature and the character of this kingdom of heaven before us.
对，也就是说，马太的确心中希望众门众信徒们都能够进到天国里。
In his heart, he really wants all believers to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
然后当他接受主耶稣的山上的教训的时候呢
？When he received the sermon on the mount from the Lord Jesus.
他就照着主的传讲，一开头呢，就把这些的性情呢，或是这些的品质呢，摆在我们的面前，要我们去追求。
So like the Lord, he laid before us.In the very beginning, all these qualities, all this character for us to pursue.
所以当我读的时候，对我来讲，这是一条路。
And to me, as I was reading that, to me that is a way.
这是一个切入点呢，叫我们能够有个开头，开始能够往天国这个进天国的路上开始走。
It's like a beginning. It's a cutting point. It's like we can enter and walk this way to the kingdom of heaven.
所以它里面就提到，哀痛的人有福了。哀痛是何等的重要。
So it mentioned blessed are those who mourn, how important it is to be able to mourn.
我们要学习做一个哀痛的人。
We have to learn to be one who mourns.
对，为着自己的发肉体，为着自己的犯罪，为着自己许多的刚硬、不长进、没信心等等等等，我们需要在主面前有哀痛。
We have to mourn before the Lord all our fleshy things and our sinning against God and hardened hearts and no growth in the Lord.And no faith, we have to come and mourn before the Lord.
我想我并不是要我们忧伤痛悔到一个地步都爬不起来，不是这个意思。
I'm not wanting you to mourn to that point, and you know you can't even get up.
因为我提过哀痛这个目的呢，它绝对是正面的。
The purpose of mourning is positive.
当一个人开始有一个哀痛的感觉的时候呢，这个人就开始有点转。
So when a person has this sense of mourning, you see the person starting to change.
只要他一开始转的话，他就开始找到那个路的起头了。
When a person starts to change, and he can find the starting point of the way.
然后我也提到要做个清心的简单的人。
And I mentioned to be one who is pure in heart, to be simple before the Lord.
然后我们 那个理念不要太复杂，我们的专注的呢，就是在我们的主耶稣自己的身上。
Do not be complicated within that. Our focus will be single-minded on our Lord.
然后我们那个焦点呢，是愿意竭力的追求，要认识主的自己，要经历主的自己。
Our focal point is that we strive to experience the Lord and to seek Him.
So, 就像刚才诗歌所唱的，我实在觉得，如果只是在有关神的周边的事情上面去认识而已的话
，Like the hymn, if we were to know Him through all the things around us,
不仅进不了天国。
Not only can you not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我实在觉得，如果没有碰到主，连基督徒本身这条路都可能走不下去。
For me, it feels like if you have never encountered the Lord, you can't even continue to walk on this Christian way.
因为如果没有碰到主的话，基本上是没有那个动力的。
If you have not encountered the Lord, basically you do not have the motivation to walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，哀痛、清心，当神说有福的话。这样的一个光景，这样的一个追求，真的是有福的。
When for mourning and to be pure in heart, if the Lord say, "Blessed are they who do these," then indeed this is what is good.
所以，当我去年听到年长弟兄有提到基督徒的性格
，When I heard last year on verse before us speaking about the character of Christ，
其实我第一个念头呢是想到比较是像温柔这个方面的。
My first thought was on meekness.
但是后来主慢慢的引导我，我就开始觉得应该先讲哀痛，再讲清心。
And as the Lord led me, I thought I have to speak first on mourning and also pure in heart.
请千万记得哈，这些所提到这些的属灵的性格或是品质呢，通通都是出于生命的，不是出于修养。
And remember all these Christian, that these qualities, these characters are born out of life and not. Of your own,
不是自己的行为。
Yeah, it's not a you can cultivate it.
其实温柔就是圣灵所结的果子。
Because meekness is what is born out of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit.
不是我们苦修修行产生出来的东西，是圣灵的果子。
You cannot cultivate it through, you know, just trying to do it.
我们一般人对这个温柔的观念哈，我也在想。就是哎呀，一个人讲话比较轻声细语。
Our concept of meekness is you're very soft spoken.
然后脾气很好。
You're good tempered.
然后逆来顺受。
You're very easy going.
因为我们去想想啊，如果你是主耶稣的门徒，当时的门徒。
You think about it carefully. If you were the disciples at that time.
你会不会觉得主耶稣很温柔
？Would you feel that the Lord Jesus is very meek？
我每次读到那个主耶稣洁净圣殿
，Whenever I read on the Lord Jesus cleansing the temple，
那个翻桌子吗
？He turned the tables over
我。我总是会想到那个30年前在台湾的那个立法院。
I always think about you know 30 years ago and
对那时候那个国会殿堂那个打架翻桌，全世界很有名的。
They'll slam on the table, they'll turn the tables over. It's they're
不是你对你乍看之下好像有那种翻桌子，好像有一种暴力倾向的感觉。
Yeah, pretty violent, you know. You turn the tables over.
然后当主耶稣责备法利赛人的时候，他就直接说：“你里面是满了死人的骨头。”
And when the Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, saying that the inside them are just full of dead men's bones.
然后对门徒就说：“你们这些小信的人呐、啊。”
And he said the disciples, "You of little faith."
然后对彼得就说：“撒旦退我后面去吧。”
And telling Peter that you know Satan got behind me.
对，如果你是门徒的话，你会不会觉得主到底你会不会觉得主很温柔这样
？Would you feel that the Lord, you know, is meek?
不过我们换个角度来想呢，主。在面对很多不相信他唾弃他的人的时候呢，他一直都没有放弃。
And looking at it from the other perspective, when the Lord Jesus faced those who were against him, who despised him, he did not give up.
当门徒啊，这个很愚，其实我们跟这个门徒一样都很愚拙，所以说讲了很多东西都听不懂。
We are very foolish, just like the disciples. We do not understand a lot of things that the Lord has said.
所以说讲了一些东西真的是没有进，就算头脑也不明白，更 谈不上进到心里面去体贴主的心意。
You know, only we can't really understand in our head, you know, it's hard for us to really sense what the Lord wants, you know, with our hearts.
但是主仍然非常的耐心，在那边包容他们，在那边继续的教导他们。
Yeah, the Lord was very patient with them and keep on teaching them.
然后当那个彼得三次不认主之后，
When Peter denied the Lord three times,
主耶稣就像就是那个好牧人，温柔的缠裹这个彼得，这个在生命当中这么大的一个失败。
And the Lord came just like the good shepherd and wrap up his wounds with gentleness.
然后他碰到那个多马，那个怀疑的多马的时候。
And the Thomas who doubted.
他也没有当场就把他撇下，那根本就不信。
He did not just forsake him on the spot and say, "You do not believe me."
所以。从另外角度来看，我们发现主耶稣是非常的温柔的。
So from that angle, we see that the Lord Jesus is very meek.
所以在那个如果我们去领会的话，我觉得呢，这个温柔里面呢，有包含了一些的特点。
And for meekness, I feel that it, you know, it has some distinctive character.
比如说感觉像柔软 soft 柔软
it's like soft
然后比如说有温和
gentle or sweet temple
然后谦卑
humble
然后顺服
and submissive
所以在那个温柔里面呢你会感觉这个很温很柔软好像很服得下来的一个感觉
in that meekness you see that one who is soft and willing to submit
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们千万不要看表面。
Brothers and sisters, do not look on the outside, the outward.
我知道很多姊妹讲话都非常轻声细语。
I know a lot of sisters who, you know, they're very soft-spoken.
哦，我岔开一下，就是说那个祷告的时候，你要顾念一下我们这个老年重听的人。
You have, well, you know, when you pray, you know, you have to, you know, be considerate of us. You know, we can't hear. We are kind of old.
对，试着稍微鼓励你们，稍微声量放大一下。
So I encourage you to try, you know, to be louder when you pray.
对，有时候我们看到一个人，哇，这个讲话真的好轻声细语，好温柔啊。
And sometimes you see a person, you know, they're very soft-spoken, very gentle.
他真的很温柔吗？
Is the person truly gentle?
如果他里面是一个硬的，是一个服不下来的人的话，他其实并不是温柔。
If the person within is hardened and unable to submit, then that person is not meek at all.
对，或是像某位马弟兄，大家以为他很温和。
And just like a certain brother Ma, people thought, you know, people think he is very meek.
或是以为他脾气很不错。
Or think that he is very good tempered.
但如果里面不能够在神面前是一个柔软的人的话，基本上，它只是一个表面的现象。
If the person cannot be meek and soft before the Lord within, then that's what you see is just outward.
我今天忘了读圣经。这个是温柔的人有福了，因为他必承受地土。
And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
对，温柔的人有福了，他能够承受地土。
Blessed are the meek because they shall inherit the earth.
你发现温柔的人能够承接主的那个产业跟丰富。
Because those who are meek can inherit the Lord's fullness and inheritance.
但是在他承接神的这个丰富的时候呢，我今天用三个方面，他需要去受的。
As the person receives and inherits what the Lord is giving him, there are three.points that I want to mention before he can do that.
我把中间这个改了一下。
Okay.
对。也是三个受，好，这个不容易翻。三个受，受教、受管跟受伤。
So teachable, constrainable, and breakable.
就是愿意受教，就是愿意能够被教。
To be teachable.
能够被管、被限制。
To be able to be constrained.
然后他愿意能够受伤。
And breakable, to be able to be broken and hurt.
所以我从这三个方面呢，我们来看一个温柔的人，他在这些方面的表现。
So from these three points, to see how one who is meek, how the person is able to express it.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实这也不是特别新的东西。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something that's new.
这是我们 许多年来呢一直心中有的负担。
And this is a burden in our hearts for many years.
然后我知道自从我听到孙弟兄提到 teachable 跟 adjustable 的时候我印象是非常深刻。
It left a very deep impression in my heart when Brother Sun mentioned teachable and also adjustable.
所以把众多众多的好的性格汇聚在一起的时候呢他提到他用两个简单的特点两个简单的字呢叫我们很清楚地知道要学什么东西。
When he's trying to gather all the good characters, he mentioned these two words, what we needed to learn.
那当然我今天可能用把它扩大一下用三个方面我们 来有点
And I expand it to three so we can have some fellowship.
OK, 我们翻一下圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
我们还是把这个马太福音念一下。马太福音第
Matthew
第五章
Chapter 5
马太福音第五章第五节
Verse 5
温柔的人有福了因为他们必承受地土
Blessed are they that mourn for they shall No, blessed are the meek for they shall inherit the earth
我们现在翻到彼得前书第三章
First Peter Chapter 3
彼得前书第三章第一节
Verse 1
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫这样若有不信从道理的丈夫他们虽然不听道也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来
Wives likewise be submissive to your own husbands that even if some do not obey the word they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives
然后我念三到六节
Verse 3-6
你们不要以外面的辫头发盖金饰穿美衣为装饰只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰这在神面前是极宝贵的因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫
Verse 3-5 Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands.
在这个彼得前书的前后附近
kind of in First Peter.
我的圣经上面有一些的小标题。
Yes, some titles.
Yeah, 他比如说他，比如说我刚刚念的这部分，他的小标题是教导做妻子的。
Here the subtitle is to teach those who are wives.
Yeah, 然后前面的小标题是教导做仆人的。
And before that is the teaching for those who are servants.
然后后面是教导做丈夫的。
And in the back is teaching for those who are husbands.
然后再后面是教导众人。
And to all.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个温柔的人哈，他能够受教。
Brothers and sisters, so one who is meek is teachable.
然后当我读这个但这边好像在讲姊妹。
And here it seems like it's talking about the sisters.
但它整个原则其实用在每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
But the principle is it's for all.
我读的时候我觉得没有错，一个姊妹温柔安静，她能够影响，甚至可以影响一个不幸的丈夫。
So a sister who is meek and have a quiet spirit indeed can influence one, her husband, even though the husband is not a believer.
但是换一个角度来看呢，是这位温柔的妻子呢，她从一个不幸的丈夫身上学功课。
On the other hand, you know, you see that the sister who's meek and have a quiet spirit, she's learning lessons from her husband who's not a believer.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个受教的人，他可以从任何的环境跟任何的情况里面学到功课。
So brothers and sisters, one who's teachable can learn under any circumstances being thrown at a person.
我在早一些年日的时候，我曾经听过伯弟兄讲过温柔。
And very earlier, I've heard Brother Bort speak about meekness.
对，我只记得一小段话，就是他提到说，他有一次去看望一个很久没碰面的弟兄。
He met a brother whom he had not seen for a long time.
他觉得这个弟兄跟他以前认识的一个这个同一个弟兄好像现在有很大的变化。
He felt that this brother, you know, is very different from when he first knew him.
就是说在属灵的认识上面跟之前有很大的不同。
In a spiritual knowledge wise, you know, he's very different.
当他们在一个美好的交通的时候呢，那位弟兄告诉伯弟兄说
After some good fellowship, this brother told Brother Paul.
他说伯弟兄你知道吗，我最近有一个感觉啊。
He said, Brother Paul, do you know I have this, you know, feeling recently?
我好像不管去什么地方碰到什么人好像神都会教我一些事情。
No matter where I go, who I, you know, meet, the Lord is teaching me something.
对，甚至我去坐个 bus, 碰到那个 bus driver, 开车的人我好像也学到了一些神要我学的功课。
Even though I'm just, you know, taking the bus, you know, I met the bus driver, and it is like the Lord teaching me a lesson there.
所以这个彼得在这边似乎有一个负担。
So Peter here, as if he has a burden.
我既然他在教的时候呢，我们愿意做一个受教的人。
That since he's teaching, that may we be one who's teachable.
所以这位妻子，甚至到一个，我读的时候就有感觉，虽然她是在一个不幸的丈夫的一个旁边。
Even though she was by the side on one who's not a believer.
我们通常从一个不信主的人身上，只会想到要跟他传福音。
Usually we say, you know, we want to preach the gospel to this unbeliever.
但这边有一个受教的人，他可以从甚至从一个不信耶稣的人身上都可以学到一些美好的功课。
And this person who's teachable is able to learn something from an unbeliever.
所以当我们有些机会我们读到大卫的生平的时候
，So when we had the opportunity to read the life story of David,
对他在放羊的时候。可以学到功课。
When he was shepherding, he learned lessons.
他可以学到认识神，学到倚靠神。
He learned, he know the Lord, and he also trust in the Lord.
然后当他观看天上的星星跟这个月亮、太阳的时候呢，他也可以学到功课，看到神的浩大。
When he looked at the stars and the sun and the moon, he could learn how great the Lord is.
对，当他被扫罗追杀的时候呢，他只能够在各个山洞。逃命。
When he was being pursued by Saul, he could just run for his life and go from cave to cave.
但是有多少那个美丽的诗篇呢？是从这些的经历发出来的。
And so many beautiful psalms were from all these experiences.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个大卫实在是一个受教的人。
And brothers and sisters, David was one who was teachable.
我们仔细想想，这实在是非常的美好，因为一个人呢。他能够在各式各样的情形里面承接主的丰富。
How good it is that the person can, under any circumstances, we inherit and receive the abundance from the Lord.
这就是为什么一个温柔的人，一个柔软受教的人，他能够承受地土。
This is why one who is meek and soft can inherit the earth.
因为他愿意学。
Because the person is willing to learn.
他能够有一个。Teachable 一个愿意的心呢，他能够愿意来接受。
Because he is teachable, he is willing to receive.
所以神就没有拦阻的呢，能够把的神的丰富呢赐给他。
So there is no hindrance from the Lord to give him his abundance.
我们再来读两处的圣经。
Two more passages from the Bible.
以赛亚书五十章第四节。
Isaiah 50 verse 4.
以赛亚书五十章第
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
弟兄姊妹，你在心中想想，你愿不愿意做一个服侍主的人
Brothers and sisters, think about this in your heart. Are you willing to be one who serves the Lord?
其实严格来讲，当一个人信主哈。
Strictly speaking, when a person believes the Lord,
那个属神的那个生命呢，其实里面有一个天然的一个生命的表现，是他愿意去服侍。
This is the life of God in him. It gives him that willingness. It's naturally he wants to serve.
没有错，不只说这个新的生命呢是不犯罪的，不爱犯罪的。
Not only this new life doesn't like no sinning.
是恨恶不义的。
And hate unrighteousness.
然后其实这个生命里面呢有一个自然的发表，是他想要愿意能够来服侍。
But his life has a natural expression that wants to serve the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，照理讲，当我们信主，越多认识主的时候，我们里面应该有一个蛮自然的一个发表，我想要来服侍主，来服侍弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, as we come to know the Lord even more, in there that natural expression, we just want to serve the Lord and serve our brothers and sisters.
如果一个人真的愿意有一点点服侍的话，
If a person is willing to have some service,
你必须做一个受教者。
You have to be teachable.
你一个不受教的人根本没有办法服侍。
If you're not teachable, then you're not able to serve.
因为一个受教的人呢，才能够从主那边有领会，有真实的学习。
Because one who's teachable, then you can receive from the Lord and you have true learning.
然后当你服侍的人服侍的时候呢，甚至是用言语服侍的时候，是把我们的经历、我们的见证啊，真实的能够服侍出来。
And as you serve even in words and truly, it's coming from your experience that you can serve the Lord.
所以我们必须先有领会，先有得着，先有经历，才有办法去服侍。
Because we have to learn, we have to have these experiences, then we are able to go and serve.
但是我如果不愿意受教的话，我怎么去接受去学呢？
If I'm not teachable, then how am I supposed to learn and receive all these?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都是在基督的学校里面一同做学生。
So brothers and sisters, we are all students in the school of Christ.
好，我们也慢慢明白，我们在主面前跟随主呢，是做一个，是愿意做门徒。
That we have understanding that we, when we come before the Lord to follow Him, we are willing to be disciples.
然后门徒后面一个意思呢，就是学徒。
Disciples, the meaning behind it is an apprentice.
对，所以教会需要许多的弟兄姊妹能够来跟随主做门徒。
The church needs many brothers and sisters to be disciples.
但是要成为门徒呢，那个后面有一个很重要的意义，是做一个学徒。
And it's a meaningful thing behind being a disciple. You have to be an apprentice.
所以前面弟兄们常常用一些比方，不是用一些生活的例子。
And brothers before us use some examples in their lives.
比如说要去学理法。
So let's say you're going to learn hairdressing,
hair
cutting stuff.
Yeah, okay. 所以当去跟一个比较老师傅，这个理发很厉害的老师傅去做他的学徒的时候。
So if you be an apprentice with one of the very good barbers.
但我没有学过，所以我听他们讲。
I never learned this, but I've heard from others.
很多时候老一辈的那时候的师傅呢，老师傅呢，一开始就不教他怎么理发。
Those you know of the older generation, they don't teach you the techniques yet.
先教他扫地。
And then you will go, you know, sweep the floor.
我也不晓得拖地洗碗，我不晓得，反正就是
maybe mop the floor and do the
理发的东西。
Anything but you know have to do with hair.
因为这个老师傅知道说，这个人要能够教他呢，他必须要先有一些性格、一些做人的方面，他要先学好。
So before the person can be taught the techniques, they have to have the character build up.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们是一个不愿意受教的话呢，根本待三天就跑掉了嘛。
So brothers and sisters, if we are not teachable, then we will only stay for 3 days.
那我来这里学剪头发，为什么你要叫我扫地呢
？I'm here to learn how to cut hair. You ask me to sweep the floor.
但如果他愿意坚持下去，照着师父的教导继续受教来学。
But if you were to persist and learn from the master,
对，他不仅能够学到 师父理发的技术。
And not only he can learn the technique of how to cut hair.
他也学到师父做人或是为人处事的一些的一些的表现。
And he can also learn how to be a good a person.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都是一同在基督的学校里面，一同的学习做学徒。
So brothers and sisters, we are all apprentices and students in the school of Christ.
所以当这个以赛亚在这边祷告的时候
，So as Isaiah prayed here,
我觉得当先知真的很不容易。
It's not easy to be a prophet.
你可以讲好多的话，但是人不听嘛。
You can speak a lot and men do not listen.
啊，纵然这些话是甚至是从神来的，要他讲的话。以色列人也不一定听。
Even when these words were of the Lord and the Israelites would not listen.
那就算听的话，这些人有没有真的听到心里面有一个真实的悔改跟改变呢？
And when they hear, do they truly listen into their hearts and have a true change in their lives?
我觉得我们应该常常跟以赛亚有这样类似的祷告。
And we have to have this prayer just like Isaiah.
主啊，我这个我，对不对？有时候我们讲话劝勉，这个口水都讲干了。
And when we try, you know, we speak to brothers and sisters, you know.
弟兄姊妹没有改变。
And we try our best, but you know, there isn't any change in them.
那可能有一个问题。
Maybe that's the problem there.
是我这个出口的人不是一个受教者。
Then me as the one who's speaking, it's not teachable.
所以我们需要有个祷告说，主啊，赐给我，让我做个受教者。所以呢，你也赐给我一个受教者的舌头。
Then I be teachable, you know. Then you also give to me a tongue of the learned.
对，有多少弟兄姊妹曾经处在或现在处在一个疲乏的状况呢
？And how many brothers and sisters are even now you're kind of tired?
只有受教者的舌头才能够扶住疲乏的人。
Only a tongue of the learned can help these out.
随便讲讲安慰的话。是没有用。
It's no use just speaking words of comfort.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该好好祷告，求主帮助我做一个受教者。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pray to the Lord that we are one who's teachable.
好叫我们的服事呢，有那个真实生命的果效。
That our service indeed has that true, that effectiveness of life.
每早晨的时候提醒主啊，提醒我，我愿意做个受教者。听到你向我说话。
That every morning I pray that the Lord that I will be teachable that I can hear what you speak to me.
我们再翻到耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah 18.
耶利米书十八章一到四节。
Verses 1 through 4.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说：“你起来，下到窑匠的家里去。”我在那里要使你听我的话，我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇他转轮做器皿，窑匠用泥做的器皿，在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥做另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个泥土哈，还没烤硬之前是非常柔软的。
Brothers and sisters, the clay before being fired, it's very soft.
圣经里面给我们看到一个图画。
It shows us a picture here in the Bible.
我们的主呢是窑匠。
That our Lord is the potter.
我们是他手中的那个泥土，要做成器皿。
We are the clay in His hands to be made into vessels.
你想想看，如果这个泥土是已经干掉跟硬掉的话呢，没有办法做成一个。那个窑匠所需要的器皿。
If this clay already dried out and hardened, it's not able to be made into the vessel by the potter.
有些弟兄姊妹听弟兄有提过，曾经有个年长弟兄来。
Brothers have, many brothers and sisters have heard a elderly brother came over here.
所以我到现在还不晓得是谁，反正他来了之后呢，给了我们，也许是夏令会，也许是信息。
Maybe he came for a retreat or a message.
他后来私下反映说，我来到你们当中呢，我感觉我传信息的时候是碰到了铜墙铁壁。
He said that as he was preaching the message, it's like what he met was those bronze and steel walls.
对，我相信那时候我可能也在当中。OK， 也就是说，他碰到一些很硬的情况。
He met some very hardened situations.
在灵里面的感觉，他知道的，因为他就是有点像以赛亚，像耶利米，当他传递神的话出去的时候。
So in his spirit, he could sense just like Isaiah and Jeremiah.
这些话没有碰到受教的人。
These words did not hit the those who are teachable.
啊，碰到这些很硬的人。
And it hit those who are very hard.
啊，就有个感觉，这些话没有办法去塑造这些听话的听众。
That these words are not able to mold those who are listening.
然后在他里面就自然有一个感觉是碰到了铜墙铁壁。
And he met something very hard, just like the bronze and the steel wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要在主的眼中变成了一个铜墙铁壁。
So that we are not like these steel walls before the Lord.
如果你心里有时候是说，你不要管我。
If in our hearts we said, "Oh, don't bother."
对，或是对不起啊，所以我随便举例好，某个，比如说假设两个弟兄 roommate 住在一起。
Say two brothers or roommates staying together, living together.
有一个 roommate 弟兄 A 呢，要跟 roommate 弟兄 B 有一点点的劝勉。
So roommate A wants to have some encouragement to roommate B.
然后 B 听了之后呢，心里就想说，不要管我。
And B heard his words and said, "No, don't bother about me, you know."
这件事情，你自己先做好你的事，就我现在是先这个样子。
Well, you do your own part. I'm just like that.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们应该连这种话跟想法都不应该有。
Brothers and sisters, we should not even have this kind of thought.
对，如果我们里面有这些的念头，甚至是这种反应的话呢，我们可能已经变成铜墙铁壁。
If we have such a thought and as such a reaction in us, maybe we are already that steel wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们看过不晓得多少的基督徒已经定型了。
Brothers and sisters, we have seen many Christians who have like a fixed mold already.
他的想法、观念、态度、对主的心哈，通通都不能够再变化。
All his thoughts, mindset, and attitude, his heart towards the Lord is unable to change.
根本不像是一个柔软的泥能够被雕塑的。
It's not like a soft clay that can be molded.
就是我承认说，这件事情是我心中蛮恐惧害怕的事情，对我来讲。
Brothers and sisters, to me, I have to say, it's a fear in my heart.
我常常害怕我自己在不知不觉当中也已经变成一个定型的人了。
I'm afraid that unknowingly I've become one who is already fixed, a fixed mold already.
神就不能够再借着环境来改变我这个人了。
That the Lord can no longer use circumstances to change me.
甚至他自己都没有办法把我塑造成一个他想要的一个有用的器皿了。
That even himself is not able to mold me into a vessel that he can use.
所以我们应该常常祷告主啊，帮助我做一个柔软受教的人。
We have to oftentimes pray to the Lord to help me to be one who's soft and teachable.
我们再翻到第二个部分，我要讲受管，受管制。
Second part, I want to speak on constrainable.
马太福音第十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse
马太福音十一章二十九跟三十节。
29 and 30.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式， 这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
主耶稣自己讲啊，这个柔和谦卑，那个柔和就是温柔的意思，我心里温柔谦卑。
Here it says, I am meek and lowly in heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣自己都说他本人他的心里面是一个温柔的心。
Even the Lord himself said in his heart he has is meek.
我们的主啊是一位最受管制最受限制的人。
Our Lord himself is one who is the most constrained.
为什么？因为他自己本身是神的地位。
Himself he has the position of the Lord of God.
神有一个特点，他是那个，他是决定事情的，事情是他发号施令，是他开头的。
He's one who commands and starts things.
但是我们的主耶稣来到地上哈，他自己愿意受一个限制。
But when the Lord Jesus, when he came to the earth, he is willing to be constrained there.
然后成为人的样子，完全顺服神的心意。
To come in a form of man to submit to the will of God.
当人轻看他的时候呢，他不能够骂回去。
When people despise him, he cannot just rebuke them.
当他在十字架上被别人笑的时候呢
，When he was being laughed at when he was on the cross,
他不能救自己。
He cannot save himself.
我们的主呢，他本身是最受限制，他是里面最温柔谦卑的人。
He was most constrained, yet he was meek and lowly in heart.
然后这个轭呢，是跟那个牛耕田有关系。
This yoke has to do with the plowing.
在以前有一次西岸聚会，丁老弟兄有这么一段话给我印象很深。
During WCCC in past, when Brother Ding has a word,
他说啊，以前，他其实是很单纯爱主的人。
He is very simple and very he loved the Lord.
啊，以前当他讲到那个想到负轭的时候呢，他里面总是有一个图画。
When he mentioned about bearing the yoke, he always had this picture in him.
那个图画就是说，他像一条牛，他就是一条牛在耕田。
He's like the cat the ox that was plowing.
对，就耕田很苦嘛，他就很劳苦。
Yes, and he was toying there.
他的意思是说，我爱主，所以我真的愿意像牛一样为主劳苦。
He said that, you know, because I love the Lord, I'm willing to be like that ox to toil for the Lord.
然后他里面的想象就是说，主是那个农夫嘛，就坐在那个犁田的车上，这样他就是劳苦的拖着这个车往前耕田。
At first he thought that, you know, the Lord is just sitting there behind him and then he's the one who's toiling away.
这是他以前对于这个负轭的一个想法跟观念。
That was his concept, you know, before.
但是有一次，当他再去思想的时候，好像主给他另外一个图画。
And when he was pondering on that, the Lord gave him another picture.
可能那个时候他刚好服侍可能特别辛苦吧。
Because maybe at that time, you know, his service was very tough.
他又觉得他像牛一样，哇，又开始在地上爬。
So he felt like, you know, he was like an ox, you know, very toiling very hard.
然后主就在后面用那个鞭子，哎呀，去好好去耕。
And the Lord is telling him, you know, with you know, you have to do good.
对，他又开始有这种念头了。
So he start to have that kind of thought.
然后咬紧牙关，主啊，我愿意为你受苦，我愿意为你劳苦。
So he said, you know, I'm willing to, you know, toil for you.
然后走一走之后，然后他突然头转往旁边一看。
So after a while, he turned his head.
然后还有另外一头牛。
And was another ox.
他一看的时候，他大吃一惊。
And he was kind of shocked.
他说：“主啊，怎么是你
？”The Lord, it's you.
他的意思是说，原来他以前一直都误会主了。
He realized that he had misunderstood the Lord.
当他在劳苦负轭的时候呢，其实是主跟他一同的负轭。
When he was toiling and bearing the yoke, the Lord was bearing the yoke with him.
当他愿意好像服下来受限制的时候，其实主已经是在那里，已经温柔的受限制了。
when he was willing to submit and being constrained, the Lord is already there, meek and constrained.
从此之后, 他对父恶的观念完完全全都不同了。
So from then on, his idea of the bearing the yoke was different.
他知道每一次受限制呢, 都是跟主同父一轭。
Every time he was constrained, he knew that he was bearing the yoke with the Lord.
对,主自己, 他说他自己里面就是一个温柔负恶的人。
Because the Lord said that in him is what he's meek and lowly in heart.
因为那个是主的轭,主也在负他的轭,那是主的轭。
That's the yoke of the Lord. The Lord is bearing, also bearing the yoke.
所以弟兄姊妹,千万不要误会主,好像 哎呀,我现在信主了,好像受很多限制。
Do not misunderstand the Lord that, you know, now I believe in the Lord and I've been constrained.
有时候别人能说的,我不能说。
What others may say, I cannot say.
别人能去的地方,我不能去。
Others may go and I cannot go.
别人能这样做,但是我不能这样做。
Others can do this and that and I can't.
弟兄姊妹,我们是与主同父一轭,他受什么样的限制,我就甘心欢喜的。
Brothers and sisters, we bear that yoke with the Lord, and whatever, however He is being constrained, and we willingly and submit things to the Lord, we're willing to constrain.
John chapter 21.
Verses 18 and 19.
我念18节就好。
Verse 18.
我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带，束上带你到不愿意去的地方。
Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wish, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish.
主在彼得的身上说了一段的预言。
The Lord set a prophecy on Peter.
然后这个预言里面有一个很重要的一个特点呢，他要被束上带，要被限制住。
That's a very important special point that he will be girded and be constrained.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我们大概都有个印象哈，彼得的天性或者他的性格。 非常的鲜明。
We have a deep impression of Peter, his characters, you know, his nature.
他想说什么话就冲口就说出来了。
Whatever he wants to speak, he will just say it.
你这个夫子，你的老师纳不纳税？纳。
Does your teacher pay tax? Yes.
主耶稣说，我要为你们洗脚，你们也要彼此洗脚。Wash
your feet, and you have to wash each other's feet.
他马上就说，如果你要洗的话，那干脆。
Why
are we going to
wash our feet and wash our entire being?
然后,
when the Lord said, I'm going to go to the cross, he said, no, Lord, do not, you shouldn't do that.
当他在三次不认主那时候受到很大的压力的时候,
when he denied the Lord three times and he was under pressure,
他的舌头, 平常不是很受管理,
his tongue was not constrained.
竟然可以说出发咒起誓不认主的这种的话。
And he could speak words of curse.
如果要有人来抓，不仅说话了，他这个做事情去哪里也都任意而行。
Not just his spoken words, right now going anywhere or do whatever.
对，有人要来抓主耶稣，他就直接拿刀把人耳朵就削。
When they're coming for the Lord to capture him, then he took his knife and cut the person's ear.
对，甚至在那个变化山，那个荣耀的变化山上面。
Even on the Mount of Transfiguration.
然后他看到这个跟主耶稣在一起的摩西以利亚。And
when he saw Moses and Elijah.
反正他说就要搭三座棚给他。
So he'll build three tents for them.
然后这个父神就马上阻止。
So the father stopped him.
他喜欢出头，喜欢做领袖。
He wants to be the leader.
我们的主完全认识他。
Our Lord knew him completely.
他说，你这个人呢，可以说，或是说，主耶稣这个意思是说，你这个人呢，一直到你年老到死呢。 你都要学习做一个受约束的人。
That the Lord is telling him that even unto your old age, you have to learn to be constrained.
结果到了彼得前书的时候
So in 1 Peter,
我相信彼得没有忘记主对他的这个教导。
I believe that Peter did not forget what the Lord taught him.
我们翻到彼得前书哈
First Peter,
一章十三节
Chapter 1 verse 13.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心，所以要约束你们的心，这样就好。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
他连他的心思都受约束。
His mind has to be girded up.
这边的心其实是心思。
Here, the heart in Chinese is the mind.
对他以前那个心思，我也不知道怎么转的。
I don't know how his mind, how he turned.
但经过这些年来，当他写彼得前书的时候，他劝勉弟兄姊妹了，你的心思要受到约束。
But after all those years, he encouraged brothers and sisters that we have to gird up the loins of our mind.
比如说二章十六节
，Chapter 2 verse 16.
你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
As free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God.
他的意思是说，没有错，我们，其实我们是在主里面得真自由。
That indeed we have true freedom in the Lord.
我们有主里的自由，可以不犯罪。
We have the freedom in the Lord to not sin.
我们有自由，能够脱离这些撒旦的捆绑。
We have freedom to be free from the bondage of.Satan.
对，但是我们要做神的仆人是一个 bondman， 是你看
bond
slave 是吧？要做一个受神限制的一个仆人。
That we have to be one who's constrained, a bond slave before God.
然后三章十五节。
And 3:15.
只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
然后再跳到第五章第五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
Likewise, the younger submit yourself unto the elder, yet all you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility.
所以弟兄姊妹，他从一个随便乱讲话的人，
So brothers and sisters, Peter from one who just speak whatever he wants.
他现在知道说，就算是传福音做见证。
That here even preaching the gospel and witnessing.
也许他已经信主这么多年，已经对主的经历已经非常的丰富了。
Maybe he has believed in the Lord for so many years, have so much experiences.
但只要有人问他心中的盼望的缘由。
When somebody asks him, the reason of the hope that is in him.
我只要一讲话做见证呢，我里面就是温柔敬畏。
And whenever I speak and I testify, it's with meekness and fear.
我的话语是受限制的。
And my words are constrained.
然后过去他是带头的。
In the past, he was the one who leads.
但是他现在说要顺服年长。
And here he said to submit to the elder.
以谦卑约束自己，用那个谦卑像那个衣服一样，把我约束住。
Clothed with humility, being constrained just like the clothing.
好，众人不仅是顺服年长，众人之间也学习彼此顺服。
Not just submitting to the elder, but also subject one to another.
时间不够，但不管如何，我觉得彼得的的确确照着主的这个预言呢。他在他身上呢，成了一个受管制之后有一个美好性情的人。
So Peter, according to the Lord's prophecy, that he also is one who is being constrained and have this character built in him.
我们最后一个点呢是讲到要愿意受伤。
And the last part is to be able to be breakable.
我们看马太福音二十一章第五节。
Matthew chapter 21 verse 5.
马太福音二十一章第五节，要对锡安的居民说：“看哪、啊， 你的王来到你这里是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.
就是说主耶稣进耶路撒冷那次呢，是骑着驴驹子，谦谦和和，带着温柔来骑进去的。
So when the Lord entered Jerusalem, he came lowly and sitting on a colt.
然后最后我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
53 verse 5。
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with him stripes we are healed.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主呢，是一个受最大、最多伤害的人。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord was the one who bore the greatest harm.
不仅是人在伤害他。
Not only man hurt him.
其实，在后面是我们的父神呢，定义将他压伤。
And the back of it, though, God the Father has set his heart to crush him.
我这边讲的受伤比较不是某一种情况，是说比如说有时候我们 受到里面我们的心受到伤害啊，我们一辈子里面有一种阴影，活在那个阴影底下。
It's not what I'm trying to say about the hurt. It's not the hurt that, you know, when you have been hurt in the past and you have these shadows in you.
我讲的比较不是这种受伤阴影的感觉，不是这种。
What I'm saying here is not, you know, the hurt, you know, the shadows from that hurt.
我讲的比较是在我自己这个方面呢，我愿意做一个能够受伤的人。
What I'm speaking is that on my part, I'm one who's willing to be hurt.
我要劝弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage you.
你不要那么的保护你的自己。
Do not protect yourself.
不要那么的防卫防备你的自己。
Do not defend yourself.
你不要把自己当作那个玉瓶。
Do not be like the alabaster jar.
对，可能真的是玉瓶啊，就是每天在那边擦。
Or maybe you're just cleaning and cleaning.
然后擦的这个发亮完美。
It's shining and perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我会劝每一位呢，我们不要那么的保护自己。
So I encourage you, do not protect yourself this way.
当有一个事情刺激来的时候呢，你愿意让自己受伤破开。
And when something comes and you're being provoked and you're willing to be to bear the hurt and to be broken.
当主耶稣骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷的时候
，When the Lord was sitting on a donkey, a colt, entering into Jerusalem.
他是温柔。谦和非常低调的。
He was meek and lowly.
他不是骑着一个好像战马在那边宣告战争，不是的。
He was not on a horse, you know, declaring war.
他是骑着一个非常小的一个驴驹子，是来宣告把那个平安带到人的身上。
He was on a colt. He was declaring peace.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这个是他。在地上钉十字架之前，这个旅程最后的三天四天左右。
That was the 3 to 4 days journey prior to the cross.
他谦谦和和、温柔的这样子进去，是为着什么呢
？Why was he being so meek and lowly? What did he do that for?
他是为着在这几天当中受到许多的挑战。
For all the challenges during those days.
一直到。并且预备他接受审判
to prepare to be judged
预备呢他最后被压伤挂在十字架上
to be prepared that in the end he'll be crushed on that cross
也就是说他整个人是预备来受伤的
that his whole entire being was prepared to be hurt
他是预备到了一个结果呢 是父神定义把他压伤的。
That the end of it is that the Father has set his heart to crush him.
对，当我读的时候，我实在觉得我们主耶稣是那么的温柔无害。
And when I read it, you know, our Lord Jesus was so meek and harmless.
他是要把那个平安带到人中间。
He wanted to bring peace among men.
但同时之间，他对他的自己呢，又是面如坚石的呢，要往那个十字架。定义要往那里走。
But for himself, you know, his was a face like a flint to walk, to go towards the cross.
基本上他已经定好他的心意，我就是要被压伤的。
He set his heart to be crushed.
弟兄姊妹，他就是像那个很脆弱的那个芦苇。
He was just like the reed.
要被压伤。
To be crushed.
他也像是那位一个非常温顺的、温柔的、温顺的那个小羊。
And also, like the lamb, so submissive.
安静的等候在那边被宰杀。
And quietly waiting, ready to be slaughtered.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个温柔的人。
So brothers and sisters, this is one who is meek.
如果我们的父神定义 crush, 压伤我们的主的话。
If our God the Father has set his will to crush our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们好意思让自己完美无缺吗？
Do we still, you know, do we still remain perfect?
我们的主受了许多的委屈、不公平、轻看各样的刺激。
Our Lord was being despised and all hurt.
他在温柔的一个性情里面呢，通通都接受到自己的身上。
But with a character that's meek, he received everything on himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们主给我们的一个很重要的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important example that the Lord has set before us.
我们接受到同样的这些可能类似的环境的时候，
when we receive similar circumstances,
弟兄姊妹，不要防护自己。
Do not defend yourself.
我不要太爱惜我的自己。
Do not love yourself.
就让他受伤。
Let it be hurt.
但是受伤在神的面前。
Let it be broken before the Lord.
受伤在那位也被压伤的主的面前。
Let yourself be broken before the one who has already been crushed.
我们祷告说，主啊，我愿意学习你的温柔。
We pray to the Lord that we are willing to learn His meekness.
我让自己是成为一个 broken.
That I be broken.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个越多受伤的人呢，其实他是越丰富的人。
One who has been broken, more fullness in him.
活在阴影底下是不丰富。
When you're living in the shadows, it's not fullness.
但是受伤之后，让主缠裹。
But when you're broken and you're being wrapped by the Lord.
受伤之后，向主倾心吐意，他成为我们心中的安慰。
When you are broken and you tell the Lord all about everything, and He becomes your own comfort.
那受伤之后，那主的那个好像生命的那个丰富呢，能够进到我们的心里。
That after you are broken, the fullness of His life can enter into your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这样的人才有办法安慰人，才有办法供应人。
So brothers and sisters, only such are able to comfort others, to supply to others.
所以我盼望我今天讲到 teachable, constrainable, breakable, 这个受教、受管、受伤这三个方面，希望能够放在弟兄姊妹的心里。
So I hope I can put in your hearts that we are teachable and constrainable and breakable.
在我的领会里面呢，我觉得这就是一个温柔的人他有的表现。
I feel this is the expression of one who is meek.
请记得，一个温柔的人呢，能够常常得着主的丰富。
Please remember that one who is meek oftentimes received abundance from the Lord.
所以神特别提到他的福气是一个可以承受地土，那承接主的产业的人。
And the Lord mentioned the blessing of it that one can inherit the earth.
我们就有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们来到您面前，谢谢你，你成为我们最美好的榜样。
Lord Jesus, we come before you. We thank you that you're the greatest example for us.
我们心中 愿意谦卑下来向你呼求。
We are willing to humble in our hearts to come and cry out to you.
帮助我们做一个受教的人。
Help us to be teachable.
帮助我们能够柔软。
Help us to be soft.
负你的轭。
To bear your yoke.
并且能够交通于你的苦难当中。
That to be able to fellowship in your suffering.
好叫我们这批我们在这个学习的过程里面，我们能够越多越多。认识你，并且承受你自己的丰富。
And this process of learning, Lord, that we be able to know you more and more, and to be able to inherit this abundance.
我们的呼求祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our cry, our prayer is in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们祝福要。